Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland, and this is me talking about the forthcoming general election in British North America. I do so love my archaisms. So there's already been postal voting, and then the main polling day is tomorrow, Monday, the 28th of April. Over 7 million people have cast their votes early, and that is a record. And that tends to help the Liberals or the New Democratic Party. Probably bad news for the progressive conservatives in Canada. I remember in Canada, they're known as Tories, just like the British conservatives. So this is a federal election, as in for the Parliament of Canada. Canada, in case you don't know, is divided into provinces and they can do things differently. Like, I can't remember why my one of my acquaintances went skiing in Canada years ago, and there was some sort of dangerous skiing activity they were allowed to do in one province, wouldn't have been permitted another, and so forth. And when they decriminalized cannabis, methinks it was on a provincial basis. Don't know if all of them did that. So they're campaigning flat out. Of course, the incumbent is Mark Carney, Prime Minister, a Liberal. Now, Justin Trudeau. He announced, I think it was on the 6th of January, he was stepping down as Prime Minister. And then the Liberal Party had to select a new Prime Minister. They picked Mark Carney, a relative Johnny come lately to politics, having had a very, very distinguished career in public service, being Governor of the Bank of England. Was he not Governor of the Bank of Canada as well? A bit of a Keir Starmer figure in that he was a technocrat. He only came into politics after he'd worked in something else in the public sector. Perhaps curiously for someone with such financial finesse. There have been some stumbles on economic policy issues. So they're holding last-minute rallies. And obviously the Conservative leader is Pierre Poilievre. Despite his Francophone name, he's mainly Anglophone, but his surname meaning hare's fur, as in hare, the animal similar to a rabbit. A few months ago, it looked like the Progressive Conservatives were going to win it by quite some way. But then Trump came along and upended it for them. His aggressive, imbecilic, ignorant, offensive rhetoric about annexing Canada, the 51st state, that really helped the governing party, the Liberals, who were on the ropes after 10 years in office, after ramming far-left policies down people's throats, after this mania about being a transsexual, and by a simple administrative process, anyone could change his or her sex. Who was that? Lauren Southern, that sort of hot babe. A right-wing commentator, and she, just to prove how ridiculously simple it was, she changed her sex officially to male, despite being a female by every possible definition, and so on. So now the tariff war against the launched by the United States against Canada, and Canada has responded in kind. Now, of course, Carney, he only became Prime Minister a month ago. So he's got that honeymoon behind him. He's not damaged goods like Trudeau was for a long time with his loony left policies. He's not gone into diplomatic spats with India. I mean, actually, I think Trudeau was right to say what he said about the Modi administration in India, about it assassinating people abroad. So the United States has imposed a 25% tariff on goods coming from Canada, but there are some exemptions to that, certain goods. But that US Mexico Canada trade deal. So, Canada particularly exports cars, aluminium, steel, by to the United States. And so the Canadians are riposting to what their southern neighbor is doing. Now, elections often tighten towards polling day, and this one is no exception. So the Conservatives that have actually gained ground, but it looks like the Liberals are still going to win it. I mean, it's not a sure thing. With the Conservatives going to win almost 40% and the Liberals just over 40%. So it looks, well, by the narrowest of margins, that they'll win. Whereas if you went back 6 months, it looked like the Liberals are going to be absolutely smashed. It might be sort of a 1993 election in reverse. 1993 was the Canadian Conservative Party was really beaten into almost nothing, lost. It was all but two MPs. The Prime Minister Kim Campbell was unseated, and it took him a long time to recover. But it looked like this is going to be that way almost for the Liberals. No, I mean, not quite reduced to two seats, but reduced by over half their seats. But now they're coming back from the dead. Well done, Trump, because of course, the Liberals have succeeded in painting Poilievre as a Canadian Trump. He's chosen to distance himself from Donald Trump and say he definitely doesn't want the absorption of Canada into the United States because it was almost a demilitarized border. For over a century, Canada and the United States just didn't have to worry about the border, didn't have to police that border. Of course, to the end of the Second World War, Canada is very much seen as part of the British Empire. Yes, it's internally self-governing. Its own parliament, prime minister, frames its own laws. The British Army was there occasionally, and relations between the United States and the United Kingdom were not always cordial until the mid-1940s. So they did actually care about that border. I mean, okay, the United States outnumbered Canada almost 10 to 1, so the Americans weren't too concerned about being invaded, but the Canadians were slightly the worried about it in case that happened. But now then it's just never ever going to happen. They're both in NATO. Canada hosted US military bases. It was very useful for them to be so close to the poles and so on. Anyway, now it looks like Justin Carney's going to have difficulty. So Poilievre, he has some of his attacks have resonated about inflation. The cost of living is going up. There's rising crime. There's not enough adequate, affordable housing, and so on. The government has spent like a drunken sailor, and so forth. So there needs to be candle ends and cheese pairings. Bloc Québécois, they have experienced a little bit of a bump. Partly because Canada, Canada's very existence being called into question. They advocate for the sort of chauvinistic nationalism that Trump does, except them as for the French-speaking Canadians and so forth. So the New Democratic Party is not doing so well. That's the extreme left-wing party. Trump's rhetoric has really harmed his cause because he might have had in Poilievre a prime minister who was semi-sympathetic to some of his positions, and it looks like that's not going to be ha not going to happen. I mean, this is still almost within the margin of error. So the Liberals, while they're going to win, it's not going to be a resounding victory such as they enjoyed over 10 years ago. Goodness, we shall see. Not quite a photo finish, but polling is better than it was. So Carney, coming at age 60, with the oldest person to come in as prime minister of Canada. Now, he was a British citizen. He renounced his British citizenship. He got that over the years in the United States. He got his Irish citizenship. One of his grandparents was born in Ireland. And then it was Northern Ireland Republic. You can get Irish citizenship if you've got one grandparent born anywhere in Ireland, and that includes the wee north. Okay. So Poilievre will do sufficiently well that even if he loses, his party may well keep them on. The Bloc Québécois, obviously, they only field candidates in Quebec, which where the majority of people are French speakers. So Jagmeet Singh is the chap who's leading the New Democratic Party, the extreme left wing party. They're also environmentalists with an emphasis on the mentalist. So they're only going to get about 8% of the vote. So they'll probably just get a handful of MPs. Just possibly there may be some sort of coalition or confidence and supply agreement between the Liberals and one of the minor parties. Obviously, there's a Green Party as well, but they may well get no seats whatsoever. The Bloc Québécois, one of their advantages is they got geographic concentration of their support because only 20% of Canadians are French Canadians, none of whom live in Quebec. And not all French Canadians support the Bloc Québécois by any means. So the Bloc Québécois, gets under 10% of the vote, maybe 5% of the vote. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.